Most of my friends only admit to paying attention to the Grammy Awards as like some kind of guilty pleasure, I'm sure. But whether you're a fan of the televised Grammy Awards ceremony or not, this is pretty cool. One Republic frontman, Ryan Tedder from Denver, has been nominated for Producer of the Year Grammy Award in the non-classical category. He's had an amazing year. He got to contribute to Adele's 21, which is up for Album of the Year, and he's produced for the likes of Adele, Gavin McGraw, Beyonce, Jennifer Hudson, and Colby Calais. Dude's written songs for some of the biggest names in the pop music world today. It's nice to see him get the nomination. His body of work is impressive, to say the least. Remember Five Iron Frenzy? I had to think about it for a minute. Back between 97 and 2004, the band released seven very popular albums with their fan base, and they're coming back. And they got this crowdfunding thing going on recently over Kickstarter, and they set a goal of $30,000 so they could record an album for their fans. And with more than a month to go, the band has generated more than $155,000 in donations from their fans to get their next album recorded and off the ground. I think there's some people that have been waiting a long time. Let's see, what was it? 2004 and 2012 coming up, so almost 8 years since they've come out with an album. In just a wee bit of sad news this week, bittersweet, I guess, I learned that a good friend of the music scene, Tim Cook, who's been the bass player, road manager, and booking guy for the likes of the Subdudes and the Three Twins Broadband, has decided to retire from the music business. Hang up his bass, that's it, go do something else. Heard about it on the street last week, and I had a chance to talk to Three Twins and Subdudes bandmate John Magney, who told me that, you know, Tim just really felt it was time for him to do that. It was all very amicable. He just wanted to go do something different for himself. So good on Tim for that. We wish him the best of luck. A couple of weeks ago, I reported that the board of directors of the Colorado Blues Society was considering putting together a scholarship fund in memory of John Alex Mason, the blues artist who passed away from complications due to surgery in October. John Alex brought a lot to blues in Colorado, and one of the things he used to do is he'd take kids from the area on these great field trips down to Mississippi, and then sometimes he'd be able to take them to places like Memphis and New Orleans as well. Well, the scholarship fund got established, and the inaugural event has been held, thanks to folks up in Fort Collins who made that happen. If you weren't able to attend and you're interested in contributing to the John Alex Mason Scholarship Fund, do contact the Colorado Blues Society. You can get them at their website, coblues.com. And while there, you can catch up on some news taking place in the blues scene here in Colorado. Congrats to Dan Traynor. He received the 2012 Blues Foundation Keeping the Blues Alive in Education Award. You can read more about that and Dan's history and the things he's done and other great things at the Blues Society website. Now that we're officially into December, now's the time for you to participate in our annual Best Of poll. If you've been a regular listener to the show and you'd like to be on the panel of voters this year, now's the time to reach out. Email me at thecoloradosound@gmail.com or go to the website at thecoloradosound.com. We'd love to see what your picks are this year.